Welcome to Tough Love, your weekly agony aunt show that's not for the faint-hearted, with your host, Auntie Irene from thevisiblewoman.com.
Hello, I'm really excited about starting this new venture. And what I'd like to begin with is letting you know that some of my responses may be a little tongue-in-cheek, because that's why I'm known as the Tough Love Agony Aunt. So welcome. I have my post bag and I shall open my post bag now and see what's the first problem that I draw out. Oh, let's look. It's from Alex. Hello, Alex. I'm sorry that your friends tell you that you are so selfish and you're caught up in your own interests all the time. My response, quite simply, is please stop beating yourself up when you get lost in what really, really interests you. It doesn't matter that you lose all sense of time. Do you know, in my opinion, you're actually involved in a form of meditation as you've been taken out of your normal way of thinking and being. There's no need to go up a mountain and sit cross-legged and chant. Well, only if you want to do that, of course. You'll get exactly the same experience doing what you love best. Carry on with your version of meditation. Enjoy, Alex. Oh, now we're moving on to the second one. This is a little longer. Jenny is saying she's got no friends. She doesn't understand why. I think I'll have a good idea, and probably you too. But listen to this. This is my response. Poor you, having only hundreds of Facebook friends on your computer to talk to. And these are your main contact with the outside world. You just don't seem to have many, well, actually none, real friends. Even though you say that you're reasonably attractive, intelligent and interested in what goes on in the world. You've also mentioned that your husband left you for his secretary. But come on, that was 5 years ago. I wonder why you've got no friends at all, and you may have to speak with someone about that. But right now, here am I, and this is what I'm going to say. Waiting on your Facebook friends to like or comment on your blogs, photos, articles, speak with you on Skype. That's not a life. It really is not a life. And you can end up fat, sitting down all the time, or get depressed when you're ignored and there are no or very few responses to anything you post. Also, how do you know what these people are sharing is real? They could be making up that they're having a fantastic time, that they're just like you. They're sitting staring at a screen. Get a life. Go outside and let the world know you're alive and a force to be reckoned with before you end up going crazy. Or, my last suggestion, write a book on your experience of being a woman who sits indoors and talks to computers. Bye. So, my last one for today, and this is from Wendy. Gosh, Wendy, that rhymes nicely with Wendy the Worrier, because that's what you're telling me. Your worrying is now causing you problems. Wendy, please don't bother me with this. You worry about all and sundry and everything and sundry. Stop doing it. I just wonder what it gives you to spend so much time worrying, worrying and worrying instead of getting on with your life. You obviously have so little time for yourself. You worry about everyone else and everything else. My final answer to you is stop doing it. Okay, folks, That's me finished with my post bag for today. Remember, tough love. Take everything with a pinch of salt and get on with your life. So there you are. That's us finished for today. I do these as a weekly podcast. And if you've got any issues, then contact me via my website, thevisiblewoman.com. See ya.